this is the interview between Nanny and me about her growing up. Okay, I guess the first thing I want to ask you is what year you were born.
I was born 1913, May 25th.
Okay. Boy, how old are you, man?
73.
You were born down south. What state were you born in?
Tennessee. Harrogate, Tennessee.
What was your mom and dad's name?
Jonas and Lizzie Burke.
And your first name is Gus.
Gus Burke Wilson.
Gus Burke Wilson. You married who?
Henry Wilson. 1934 at Ensole, Kentucky.
I guess I want to ask you a little bit about while you were growing up. Do you remember some of the things you used to do as a kid? Did you play with your neighbors or anything?
Oh, yes. And we lived at one place, and then we bought a piece of land, 21 acres, and we went in the middle of it and cleared a place and built a new home. And that's where three or four of the last children were born. I was about 8 when we built the new house. Mm-hmm. And my mother, she was Lizzie Owens before she married Dad. And she was a good mother and a real good cook.
Mm-hmm. That's how you took after her then, huh? How many brothers and sisters did you have then?
I had 4 brothers and 4 sisters.
Big family back then.
They lost 2 of them in infancy. Mm-hmm. But the other 7 was, you know, raised to be grown. Mm-hmm. They're all gone now except 4 of us. It's 2 girls and 2 boys left.
And do they live around
the area? The baby one lives at Ida. And my sister lives in Lewisburg, Tennessee. And my brother lives in Goshen, Ohio. Mm. My other brother. My parents are both gone. And most, you know, 3 or 4 of the older.
Do you remember, how long did you live down south then?
I lived in Tennessee till I was 18. Mm-hmm. And my mama died, and then Dad worked, he was a coal miner, and he worked in the mines, so he moved us children to where he was working. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met my husband. Mm-hmm. And we were married in Kentucky. We come to Michigan in 1936, and we've lived here ever since.
While you were in Tennessee, when you were growing up, do you remember any the special things that stood out, like what kind of chores you did, or what was your job?
Well, my job was helping with anything there was to do. Us girls worked in the field just like the boys did. And we sawed wood, we done anything that was to do that we could do. Mm-hmm. We helped make the garden, we helped make the crops. We worked. I never was afraid of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Did you make a lot of your clothes, and did you? Yeah?
I sure did. I made all of my clothes from the time I was about 12 or 13 years old. I was sewing on a sewing machine, and I made all my clothes, and made some for the other kids.
Mm-hmm. So you did own a sewing machine?
Huh? Yes.
Were your parents well-to-do, or were they?
Let me back up a little. We didn't own a sewing machine, but I went to my neighbors to sew until we did own a sewing machine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yes. And did I tell you my dad was? Yeah, he was coal miner.
Mm-hmm. Did your mom just work?
She just kept the house and raised the kids.
That was job enough. Huh?
Yeah.
Did you have to go to work at any time?
No, because I was 18 when my mother died, and there was 3 children less than me that I had to help Dad raise.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to quit high school. I went the second year of high school, and I had to quit because I couldn't do all the housework and everything and take care of them and finish school. So I quit when I was in the second year of high school. I got a house? No. First year, we got diplomas for about everything we did. I went to the second year. I didn't get for the fourth year.
Yeah, okay. How old were you when the Depression
Well, I must have been about 15, because it was in full swing when my mother died in 31.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember a lot about that.
Those were hard times?
Yes, they was. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anything specific, like what your family had to do? You had to really ration on food and stuff, or what?
Well, for some reason, we always seem to have plenty, but we know a lot of people around there that didn't have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
But none of us went hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big fruit orchard, and we put up a lot of canned stuff, and we even give fruit away to people that didn't have any. We had cows to milk, and we made our own butter and butter milk.
Did you do that? Did you milk the cows?
Oh, yes, yes. Sure did.
And with a churn, you mean? You
made
butter?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
We was poor, but yet we had plenty. We never, ever went hungry.
What was your house like?
Well, it was 3 good-sized rooms made L-shaped, and it had a fireplace, 2 front doors, and a nice little cellar under the kitchen that was where we kept our milk and butter and canned stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And apples. We'd put up the apples and have them till Christmas. We, the Lord was good to us. We always got enough. And some despair.
Yeah.
But now the Depression days was hard.
Mm-hmm. Was your dad out of work then?
For quite a while he didn't work in the mines.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd raise a crop. And that's the way we lived, was by what we raised, you know. But then he didn't stay away from the mines too long until he'd go right back and get a job and work again. Come home maybe every 2 weeks, because the mines wasn't close to where we lived.
Oh, you'd have to leave for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you not have 8 kids? Wow. 8?
She had 7. She raised 7. She had 9.
She had 9. She raised 7. Okay. So she was raising 7 kids and all by herself, and he was off.
Well, see, we wasn't all there at the same time, because the 2 older boys was married by the time the last two was born, so she didn't have them all right in the house at the same time. But she was such a good mother that she done a good job.
Yeah.
They went to Sunday school and church every Sunday. Oh, we'd miss if we were sick, but that was a standing thing. We had to go to church and Sunday school, and I'm so glad of it.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a typical day of what you would do, like you get up, like what time did you have to get up?
Oh, we get up about 5, get a big breakfast and eat, and then we'd go to the field and hoe corn or just anything that was to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to always see that there was wood sawed and split for the... We had a stove, kitchen stove, that burnt wood, little sticks of wood. And we had to see that was in at night, and kindling. And whatever chores, milk the cows, whatever was our job, that's what we did.
Did you have a lot of property?
21 acres. And you know what the taxes was on them 21 acres in 31?
No.
$2.50.
$2.50. My goodness.
I've got some of the receipts.
I wonder how that compares to today.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. So did you farm a lot of the land? How much of the land would you say you farmed then?
Oh, maybe 3 or 4 acres.
And did you...
In one season, you know.
Yeah. Is that for, to sell or...
No.
Just for you?
We just raised what we used, but we give away stuff.
Yeah. Hmm.
We made our own... We cut our corn and shocked it up and made our own food for cattle in the wintertime. And 1 year, I remember, we sold wheat, made our own flour, took it to the mill, and had it ground, and made our own flour for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And kept our mother canned stuff. She put up a lot of canned stuff and made jellies and jams. And we'd go out in the field and pick wild strawberries and huckleberries or dewberries, any kind of berry that was growing and was ripe, we'd go out and pick it, us kids would, and she'd take care of it, you know, put it up. And blackberries, all kinds.
Boy, it sounds like you ate pretty good.
We did. Them good old cobbler pies she made was really good.
Did your family own a car when they came?
Oh, no. No, we had a horse and buggy.
A horse and buggy.
A wagon. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, most all we rode in was wagon with a seat in it. Put our chairs, some of us put our chairs in the back. And the driver would ride in the seat. And that's where we went. But we didn't go too much in that day. Well, most of the time we walked.
Yeah. Walked to school, walked to church?
Yeah,
did you ride to
church? No, our school and church was about 2 miles from our house.
So you would then had horses, and you had cattle, and you had cows?
We'd have a mule to plow in the field,
uh-huh.
Or maybe a couple of them. But that's what you used back in that age.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have no tractor, no nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, we was happy. you didn't know all the troubles and things of the world, and you was just real happy.
Did you ever fight with your brothers and sisters?
Oh yeah, I think all of them do that, but now not a whole lot,
mm-hmm.
because our mother never let us fight.
Mm-hmm. She kept you in line. Huh?
Yep.
You said you were 18 when your mother died?
Yeah.
What did she die from?
She had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. How old was she?
52. Well, see, I was 18, but I wasn't yet. I couldn't take care of everything like she did, so it wasn't long until things went to going downhill, you know. Dad, he went to the mines to work, or went back to the mines, and I was there, just them three kids and me, for a long time before he moved us to where he was at. And I wasn't too good a manager at 18, so it wasn't long until things went downhill, and Dad just sold the place and moved us kids up to where he was working in the mines.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then you met Henry in Kentucky.
Yeah.
In what year was that?
1934. Because we was married. No, it was 33. We moved there, and then me and him was married in 34.
Mm-hmm. How, you only knew him a year, and then you got married?
I just knew him 7 months.
7 months?
Yeah. He was a miner too. That's where I met him, going up the road with his little cap and dinner bucket under his arm, going into the coal mines. The mines, the mouth of the mines was just right over from where we lived.
So you were a coal miner's daughter and then you married a coal
miner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have some old pictures here that we're looking at. You kept a lot of receipts, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That's some Korean money that my brother sent me when he was in Korea.
Oh.
He was in the army. Clarence. But them receipts was, one of them dated back to 1908.
Yeah,
I got them receipts where we paid taxes.
Hmm.
There was one 1914.
This says on it $2.
Yeah.
That's the tax.
Well, that, I know that's pretty close.
Yeah.
There's one 1908. But now they're not all for the taxes on the place. Some of them are different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here, Claiborne County, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
What was the city you said you lived in?
Harrogate.
Harrogate.
Was our address. When you'd write us a letter, it was Harrogate, Tennessee. But the little place up on the hill where we lived was called Forge Ridge.
Mm.
But your mailing address was Harrogate.
Oh, gosh.
Hmm. Yeah, that was on 1917. And here's one 1911.
All these receipts, they say how small of amount they paid for these taxes. I can't believe it. Your mom and dad paid $2 for 21 acres. That's
yeah.
Not. I think my mom and dad must pay over $1,000 for 2 acres.
Yeah, see, that's why you lived pretty, you lived as good back then because the dollar could buy so much.
Yeah.
More than it will now. Sugar was about 10 cents a bag.
For 5 pounds.
Well, no, I'm not sure. Well, for about 5 pounds. But anyway, it was cheap as dirt. And there's 122. 28. Here's 23. 21. I've almost got them for every year.
Yeah, yeah.
27. 29. 25. Should have had them in rotation, huh?
Yeah.
We were just a typical farm family that did just like all other farm families. We raised our hogs, killed them, and had our own meat and lard and stuff like that. You just didn't have to go to store for too much.
What inventions did you see as they came about?
Well, I don't know the year or nothing like that.
No.
But we didn't have no electricity. We burned oil lamps. But when they moved us to the mines, they had electricity there. And that was in 33.
Did most of the homes go without electricity? Is that how it went?
Oh, yeah. There was none back in that hills where I was raised.
Yeah.
There was no electricity. You had no refrigerator, nothing.
So you had like an ice box? Is that what you
No,
had?
We didn't even have no ice box because you're...
Oh, you had that cellar.
Yeah. And because you didn't need no ice box, there was no trucks to bring the ice. See?
Oh.
I mean, yeah, no truck running to bring the ice.
Okay,
I remember when the first car, we had maybe had seen them and maybe seen them pictured in newspapers, but the first one that come back through where I live was a little one-seated Ford. And then next thing you know, they had they was making them pretty good, but there wasn't but a very few back in there where I live. And I left there when I was 18. No, I was born at about 20 when we left, moved to the mine. When we come to Monroe, Monroe wasn't near as big as it is now. We seen it really grow and put on. They was, Washington Street was made out of brick when I come here.
What year was that?
36. But shortly after that, they paved Washington Street, you know, took up the bricks and paved it. And Monroe has really spread out since we've been here. And my husband worked at the River Raisin Paper Company, and we made a good living. Monroe's been real good to me. I think a lot of my town. We've owned two homes since we've been. Well, I can just praise my little town to anybody. I think it's a nice place to be. And in and around about it, you know, suburbs. It's a nice place anywhere you live around here.
Where was your first house located?
Peter Street. You know, in the orchard, they call it.
And how long ago did you come here to this house?
About 23 years ago.
You have, how many children?
I had six, but we lost two of them when they were babies, and we raised four. One is your daddy, lives at Ida, and Dorothy Wiley lives at Petersburg, and Joyce Mays lives at Dundee, and David Wilson, my youngest son, lives in Monroe.
And, how many of your kids were born down south.
One.
Just one.
Your dad.
My dad.
Paul. I've even got the, and nothing, something else, honey. I went through two wars. I went through World War One. Of course, I was little and young, but I've been told enough that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And World War Two, I still got the ration books where we had to have stamps to buy anything you bought, food and everything.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Each one of us had a book. Each child, the parents and the child's children, had a book each. And that's what you had to use, or you wouldn't beat. George. Little Jerry's, but he, when he was 3 years old, see, he died, and we didn't use that book no more.
That must have been hard for you to have two of your children.
It was. One of them, little Jerry, was almost three when he died, and the little girl was 10 months.
And
she died in Ann Arbor.
What did they die of? Was it whooping cough?
Whooping cough, yeah. Little Jerry did.
Yeah.
Little Donna Jean, she just got sick and, you know, never got well.
You took her to Ann Arbor Hospital? Okay, what about your first car?
Well, the first car that me and Henry owned was a T model Ford. Either T model or A model now. I think maybe it's A model. And that was in 37.
Yeah.
He bought his first car. And I think we give about $90 for it. I've got the book here somewhere.
Remember what color it was? Was it black?
It was blue.
Oh, blue?
Yeah. But it was $90 on. And I think we paid, oh, maybe about $15 as our payment.
This payment book here is for your furniture outfit. It says your payments were like $2?
Yeah, $2 a week.
$2 a week.
See, you got a check every week.
Uh-huh.
And we paid $2 on our furniture. From Buckeyes. Buckeyes used to have a store here in Monroe, and that's where we bought our furniture. And the children went to, all of them went to school here in Monroe and graduated. Well, Paul and David both graduated, and Joyce and Dot didn't graduate, but Dot went back to school and got her diploma, but Joyce didn't. Yeah, I tell you, like I say, Monroe's been good to us. Wouldn't have lived nowhere else.
Do you miss your hometown, Tennessee?
No, because I was, we missed it for a while, but I was so young. At 18, you get over things quick, you know. And after we come to Monroe and got settled, I didn't want to go nowhere else.
You didn't go back to visit there?
Yes. Yeah. We used to go back there on our vacations. Went back several years ago and the old home place was tore away and gone. The apple trees, though, and things like that were still there.
So after you got married, you showed your husband where exactly you lived?
Oh, yes. It was just over Cumberland Mountain. Kentucky was up on one side of the mountain, and you crossed over Cumberland Mountain, and you was in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't very far.
What's that there?
That's where you bought the first car.
Oh.
I don't know if it tells what it was or not. Ford.
1934 Ford.
Paid eight, I think over here it says we paid $8 a month.
Yeah. $8 a month.
Couldn't get a steering wheel for $8 a month now.
No. Remember any more from World War II?
Well, I had two brothers that was in it.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. One lived in Ohio, he was in it. And then Clarence lived by there, he was in it. And your daddy was in the army, but there was no fighting going on at that time. David was in the army, but no fighting. Yeah, the Korean War was on. No, I'm sorry. Vietnam. But David never was sent over there. So, I remember a lot about wars and things like that and tornadoes. There was a tornado hit in Tennessee when I was a girl. And just over the mountains a little ways was 13 people killed and a whole little mining town wiped out. And it was rough at our house. It blowed all the west windows out. And blowed our barn, blowed the top off our barn. And it was really bad.
You were saying something about a tornado in the road.
Yeah. That's been... Oh, 8 or 10 or 12 years ago that it come a tornado right through by the high school and blowed all the trees nearly out of Soldiers and Sailors Park. And then, since then, there's been a bad one that really ripped the trees up, but nobody was hurt or killed.
Well, you've lived through and seen a lot, haven't you?
Yes, I have, huh? I could write a book easy if I know how. Yeah.
I noticed you have a bow tie here. What's that from?
Yes, that's my husband's bow tie that his mother bought him when he was four.
Boy, that's got to be...
Oh, honey, it must be 65 years old. He was just a young kid when she bought him that. And he asked me when we were married if I would always keep that little bow tie for him. And I sure have. And I've got my dad passed away in 72. And then my husband passed away in 75. And my oldest brother passed away in 77. And next brother to him passed away in 79. And I've got some of my daddy's stuff. This is his hanky, one of his hankies that he used before he died. And I've got the old Bible record of all of us children's births. And that's what I took with me to when I went to get Social Security after my husband died. That's what I took because I didn't have no birth certificate.
Well, how come you didn't have a birth certificate? What happened?
Well, they just took school census, and that's about all they did. They didn't. Mm-hmm. You didn't get birth certificates back then.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you made a special effort to get it, and I just... But now the Social Security place got me a birth certificate, but I had to have this Bible record to go by. See?
Now, how old was your dad when he died, then?
He was 89 years old. Lived a good long life.
So he died just 3 years before your husband died?
Yeah. He died in 72, and then my husband died in 75. So he's been right here. He stayed here some with me in this house. My dad.
I don't remember too much about it, but...
He was a good old daddy.
Here's a picture of him. Boy, he looks tall.
Yeah. He was a nice looking young man. That's when his two first children was small. But I've got more pictures of him, you know. Must have been about maybe a year before he died.
Where is this?
Right here in my living room. No, that's at my brother's house where he stayed most of the time.
Great life, Nanny, but an interesting one as I find out all these new things, how much a car costs and back then and how much sugar costs and how hard you had to work for the things you got.
Yes, and I just tell you, honey, I've always tried to be a thankful person. No matter what I had, little or big, I was always thankful. And that's half of your battle. And here we was reading where boards used to pay $5 a day for their labors, mm-hmm. to their labor,
wow.
labored men. And the first car they sold was $600.
Hmm.
And oh, they just a lot I could tell you about. Average income, $517.
Wow.
And three-bedroom house, $2,625.
Oh, wow.
Population was 90. Now, you'd have to read that.
97,255,000 in 1930.
First World Series.
the winner of the World Series in 1930.
Philadelphia. Yes. Over New York Giants.
Right.
Yeah. And all they just, all of this stuff I felt on to. And people who share my birthday, and Woodrow Wilson was one, and Vice President Thomas Riley, Marshall, Gerald R. Ford, Mary Martin, Richard Nixon, Burt Lancaster.
Those are all people your age, huh?
Yeah.
And it says here that the year's top story was the 16th Amendment. Do you remember what that was? That was for income tax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I couldn't remember.
Oh, no, because that's when you were born. No. Yeah.
But that's a long time ago.